At least 10 fire departments responded to assist in handling a blaze at a Nimishillen Township farm Monday. The blaze at the Skolash Farm on Schmucker Avenue Northeast destroyed or severely damaged several barns. No injuries were reported. The fire began in the early afternoon. The cause and origin of the blaze were not known. No damage estimate was available. No houses on the property were damaged and no animals were lost. Fire remains under investigation. Man is headed to prison for a fatal shooting in Perry Township. 43-year-old Myron Johnson of Grafton was sentenced Friday by Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer to 16 to 21 and a half years behind bars. Johnson pleaded guilty to charges of voluntary manslaughter, felonious assault, and having weapons under disability. He was initially charged with murder in the slaying of 57-year-old David Ward, but took a plea deal. Ward was found shot to death in his Lincoln Way East apartment in July 2024. Johnson was in a state prison for a parole violation when charges were filed in December. Canton man has pleaded not guilty to charges of killing his live-in boyfriend. An attorney for 34-year-old Daniel Mate entered the written plea Friday during his client's arraignment in Common Pleas Court. Mate was indicted Wednesday on charges including murder stemming from the slaying of Ryan Godby of Canton, who disappeared after leaving a nightclub June 19th. Mate allegedly beat and choked the man the following day. Godby's body has not been found. Police have not released a motive. Mate is scheduled to return to court next Tuesday for a pretrial hearing. Highway Patrol investigating a single vehicle crash that took a man's life in Sandy Township. It happened just before 6 Friday morning on Route 43. 22-year-old Michael Weaver of Canton was northbound when his car went off the right side of the road, struck a tree, and caught fire near Indian Run Road. Bystanders pulled him from the vehicle. Weaver was taken to Altman Hospital, where he died of his injuries. Unemployment up slightly in Stark County. Ohio Job and Family Services reports the July jobless rate was 5.4%. It was 5.1% the previous month, 4.7% in July 2024. In Carroll County, unemployment rose to 5.3%. It remained at 5.6% in Columbiana County and increased to 6% in Mahoning County. Portage County saw an uptick to 5.4%. Ohio's figure rose to 5%. Knox Township man has appeared in court on child pornography charges. 37-year-old Joseph Sabella was arraigned Thursday in Columbiana County Court. His attorney entered a not guilty plea on his client's behalf. Sabella was indicted earlier this month on 85 counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor. Sabella was indicted last month on 85 counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor. July 2nd, he was arrested at a Stanley Drive home by the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force. A search reportedly turned up thousands of images of children taking part in sex acts or in states of nudity. Sabella is a chaplain at Alliance Community Hospital. He's currently on paid leave, a pretrial hearing scheduled for September 19th. Man indicted for allegedly breaking into the home of 79th District State Representative Monica Rob Blastell has pleaded not guilty. 29-year-old Nathan Johnson of Columbiana appeared Thursday in Common Pleas Court. The indictment included charges of burglary, felonious assault, and robbery in connection with a July 15th incident in New Waterford. Johnson allegedly used a wooden chair to break through a glass door and fled after taking a cell phone from another resident. 7th District Appeals Court Judge and former State Representative Chuck Blasdell also lives in the home. Investigators say the attack was not politically motivated. Federal judge has dismissed a Manaway police officer's lawsuit against the Portage County Sheriff's Office. Judge Bridget Meehan Brennan Wednesday tossed the case involving Miranda Brothers without prejudice, meaning it cannot be refiled. She cited noncompliance of court orders by Brothers and her attorney. A deputy reported Brothers left her 5-year-old child in the care of a known sexually oriented offender on New Year's Day 2024. She was placed on paid administrative leave. A charge of child endangering was dismissed in July. Brothers accused Sheriff Bruce Zukowski and arresting deputies of filing a complaint that contradicts sworn testimony of deputies who observed the child and continuing the case after deputies found no evidence to support the allegations. A warrant has been issued for a man accused of rape in Belmont County. Tyler Barker last seen in the Shadyside, Belair area. The warrant was issued by the Eastern Division Court. The investigation by the Belmont County Sheriff's Office pertains to a sex offense that occurred in Pulteney Township. Anyone with information on Barker's whereabouts is urged to contact the Belmont County Sheriff's Office or their local police department.